The following is an interview with Carolyn Gagne of the newly created Pontiac North Fire Department, which was a merger between the Thorn and Otter Lake departments. They're holding a contest for local residents to design their new logo, with a grand prize of 2 weekend passes to this year's Shawville Fair.
So what can you tell me about this?
So we've decided, because we've amalgamated officially now on paper, we've decided to let our communities decide what our new logo would be. So they get to draw, well, they get to enter a draw to create our brand new logo, which is for the first responders and the fire department, and for both Thorn and Otter Lake municipalities.
And so what's the name you guys are going by now?
Pontiac North.
And so what are the details here? If someone wants to enter the competition, how long is this going on, and what are the what's at stake here? What are the prizes?
So the prizes are 2 weekend passes or 2 full 4-day weekend passes for the Shawville Fair this year. The deadline is the 22nd of August. How to register is quite easy. You send your drawing to either the olfdstation5@gmail.com address or the otterlakefd@outlook.com email with your name, your age, your address, and your phone number. So this is exclusively for taxpayers of Otter Lake and Thorn to be able to create this for our community. We wanted to make it pretty much exclusive to our community, but we want it publicized pretty much anywhere.
And so that does that mean that they have to provide some kind of proof that they live in either Otter Lake or Thorn, one of the municipalities
there? Well, by giving us their address, we obviously can verify if they are actually taxpayers of our act.
For sure. And as far as the logo itself, is there any stipulations on what exactly it needs to be or the type of file that people need to send in or anything like that?
The type of file is not necessarily. I mean, whether it's PDF or Word, it really doesn't matter, as long as we can actually have the rights for the drawing afterwards and be able to reproduce it. As for the logo itself, it's really pretty much free-ranging. Like, during the course of the next few hours or few days, I'll be putting on in the comment sections of our Facebook page some of the old logos we used to have for either municipalities and either fire departments. So people can kind of have an idea of how to mesh them together or really, we're looking for something that's going to describe fire department, the first responders. It's going to be something new, something fresh for us.
And so how long was it coming about, the actual merging of the departments? I know you guys have been collaborating quite closely for several years at this point, but when was the merger made official?
If I'm not mistaken, it was April 1st of this year that the merger was officialized, paperwork and everything. But yes, it has been in the works for a little bit.
Carolyn, I want to thank you for letting people know about this. If there's anything else that we forgot to mention or you wanted to add there for people who are looking to enter this competition, I'll let you talk about that there.
No, I think I've pretty much covered it. I mean, we're still looking for volunteers, so that's always still a possibility. The forms are still up on our Facebook pages, so anytime you feel free to apply or you want to apply, go right ahead.